Now, you never know when you're really...
Hey, Red, you better hurry if you want to deliver your message.
Okay. Yeah, if you want your eyes... if you want to eye your wife with pride, just buy yourself a box of Tide. A whiter wife you'll never see, because cleaner they could never be. T-I-D-D-Tide. Hold on.
From Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's Tide, the largest-selling wash day product in America, proudly presents the Red Skelton Program. With Red Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra, our singing stars, the Four Knights, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGeehan, Dick Ryan, Martha Wentworth, and John Holbrook will be me, Rod O'Connor. Procter & Gamble's star, as you know, is working in the Fred Astaire movie Three Little Words. Now, we know Three Little Words means Astaire, Ellen, and Doll. But our star claims it means Richard Red Skelton.
Well, Rod, what's new?
Well, for one thing, I see where President Truman is going to tax movie stars more.
Yeah, you see, he has to. It's the only way he can convince Margaret that she's good, but there's just no money in this business.
Well, you know, there's an old saying.
What's that?
Two things are certain, death and taxes.
Yeah, but death doesn't get worse every time Harry gets an idea, you know.
I'm surprised to see you home.
Well, I'm surprised to see you, too. I thought you were taking your afternoon coma. Hey, how come you're so dirty? What have you been up to?
My neck. there's a mud hole outside the door.
Mud hole? How'd that get there?
Oh, are you forgetting? Junior, that mean little kid, has disappeared.
Oh.
Oh, yes, but I believe he's still around. Mm. I won't rest until they find him.
Mm.
Why should you worry about him?
Oh, when you've been a houseboy as long as I have, the least little thing will make you worry.
Get a load of the houseboy. Boy, this guy helped Paul Revere saddle his horse. He was with Jack Benny when Benny made the Louisiana Purchase in 1803. That was just 39 years ago.
Oh, you will have your little joke.
Point one out, will you? Okay, what do you say? Let's all three go out and try to find Junior.
Wonder where Junior could have gone.
If I may make a suggestion,
yeah?
Most boys nowadays are interested in aviation.
Yeah.
And we do have an airport.
Yeah, why didn't I think of that? Let's go, Rod. You want to go with us, Mr. Pratt?
Oh, no. Couldn't get me near an airplane.
Right.
Not after what happened to my Aunt Minnie. Oh, she was going to make a flight overseas sideways.
Yeah?
And do you know what happened?
No, what?
I don't know. I thought you might have heard.
Come on, let's go. You don't see Junior around anywhere, do you?
No, let's go.
No, wait a minute now. I'll go take a look in this hangar over here.
Okay. Well, let's see now. If I were Junior, where would I hide? Oh, look who's coming, Willie Lump Lump. Hi, Willie.
What's that, buddy?
I said hi, Willie.
No, I'm not. And even if I was, it's none of your business.
Well, what are you doing at the airport?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were air-minded.
Oh, I'm not. My wife is, Joe.
Really?
He's always up in the air about something, you know. I tried to fly once, but gravity set in, and I suffered from loss of altitude. You know? And I'll never ride on one of them passenger planes again.
No?
The hostess came around, and she said, "We have landed. You can unfasten your safety belt." Oh, I did. And did you know I walked down that gangplank? My pants were at half-mast.
Well, you know, I thought that you were a pilot during the war.
Yeah, I'll never forget the time my co-pilot, Dick Thorpe, said to me, he says, "We can't get any altitude. We may have to drop a tank." Well, I thought I was a goner. That's how I got in the Army. Somebody told him I was a tank, you see.
Well, were you a good pilot?
Yeah, it's a pilot here, pilot there. I had them planes all over the field, boy. I used to specialize in blind flying, you see. The blinder I get, the better I fly. Well, Saturday night, I was terrific, you know. Used to get me a fifth of that musician's milk, and oh, boy.
Well, do you know how to come out of a dive?
You have to know.
Look, I don't know if you're telling me the truth or not, but I doubt it.
Well, who are you to tell me what I did or didn't do? I figured I was going to have trouble with you when I first walked into you, because you don't look right to me, sir. You just don't look right. I see a lot of people around airports, but you just don't look right.
Look, what sort of plane did you fly?
I flew a VAT 69.
You mean a P-38?
Now, will I take another look? Yes. What's the difference? You can get pretty high with either one, you know?
Now, look, let's see what you really know about flying.
Okay, try me out.
All right. Suppose you're flying at 25,000 feet in a storm.
In a storm, huh?
Mm-hmm. And your gyro compass and flight indicator clunked out on you.
Yeah.
What would you do?
You got me in this mess, you get me out of it. I figured you were going to do something like this because you just don't look right to me.
Well, you'd use your radio.
Yeah, at a time like this, who wants to listen to the radio? Oh, there's a buddy of mine, that pilot. I gotta say goodbye to him. Hey, buddy!
Hey, Willie, come back here. Don't run out on that airstrip.
Hey, fella.
Willie, don't get too close to that propeller.
So long, aviator.
So long, Baldy.
I don't know why I'm worrying about that character. He's old enough to worry about himself.
Hey, nobody around the hangar scene, Junior. Hey, let's go in this Skyroom Cafe here and have a cup of coffee, huh?
Look, every time you treat, why is it you say let's go in here for coffee? Don't you know any places that serve meat?
Yeah, this place is a little crowded. We're going to have to wait for a stool. Ain't got a nickel?
What for?
The jukebox. There's a recording of Dave Rose and his orchestra playing Jalousy. Jealousy.
Thank you. Tide is starting the new half century with a brand new miracle. Yes, now with Procter & Gamble's Tide, you can get your whole family washed dazzling clean without rinsing. That's right, without rinsing. Here's why that's possible. Tide not only gets the dirt out of clothes, but keeps that dirt suspended in the wash water. Your wringer or spin dryer does the rest. As the water runs out, so does the dirt. You hang up a clean, fresh, white wash. One that dries soft and fluffy, that irons easily, that smells sweet and clean. And I mean clean. You all know about Tide with rinsing. Why, Tide actually gets clothes cleaner than any other washing product you can buy. Now, discover this new miracle, Tide without rinsing. Honestly, the results will amaze you, not to mention the time and work you'll save. And remember, the Tide you pick up from your dealer's shelf today, in the same familiar package, gives you a dazzling clean wash without rinsing.
Tide is dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
T-I-D-E, Tide.
This I can't understand. I put a nickel in the jukebox to hear Dave Rose play, and we get a commercial, too. This I don't understand.
Oh, well, we're running into everybody except who we're looking for. Here comes that Southern Fried waitress.
Yes, you know, she isn't very neat, is she?
No.
Her slip's always showing.
Yeah, I guess she just can't help being sloppy, you know. Mm. I remember when she worked for Texaco, driving one of those gas trucks, and her chain was always dragging.
Attention. Flight number 6 is now over the airport. Flight number 6 is now over the airport. Flight number 6 is now all over the airport.
Let's go outside and see if Junior's around. Hey, look, look, who's waiting for a crowd to gather? Old Polly the Panhandler. I wonder what Maul Goldberg of Tehachapi's doing out here at the airport.
She's probably looking for an air pocket to pick.
Yeah. Wonder why she always wears that old fur coat. It looked like something the cat refused to drag in.
Well, it's a raccoon coat.
Yeah, it looks like the coon got away. Hi, Polly.
Hi, Jen.
Say, I see you've got the elbow of your fur coat patched up.
Yeah, wasn't I lucky? A truck hit a skunk last night.
Well, you shouldn't have told us. We'd have got wind of it sooner or later.
Say, look, gents. You couldn't see your way clear to help an old silent picture star, could you?
No.
Couldn't let me have about $20. I'd like to be near my folks.
Where do they live?
At Santa Anita. Hey, buddy, you care for a cigarette? I got a bag full.
Well, those are all butts.
Well, they don't throw them away whole. Here's a nice one.
No, no.
I didn't do so well this morning. It was raining when I got up.
What else have you got in that bag?
Oh, careful. Don't tear my bag. Good bags are hard to find.
I could really get nasty right here. Give her a pack of Raleigh's, Rod.
Well, they're corked.
So is she, so what?
Hey, you don't happen to have a can of Sterno on you, do you? I like a little nip before going to sleep. It relaxes me.
Well, you don't drink Sterno, do you?
Yeah, coffee keeps me awake. Say, you don't happen to have an old rubber life raft on you. My girdle is shot.
No, and get your hands out of my pocket.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I had them in my pocket. You see, my eyes aren't too good.
Have you ever had them checked?
No, they've always been green. You know, I can't figure it out. I suffer from eye strain, and I'm only 40.
She suffers from loss of memory.
Hey, did I borrow $10 from you yesterday?
Well, no, you didn't.
How careless of me. Well, could I get it now?
No, no, no.
Say, you don't happen to have a bowl of clam broth on you, do you?
No, I don't, no.
Wouldn't like to buy a $16 bottle of perfume, would you?
Where'd you get it?
Some careless person left it on a store counter. You can have it for $5. I'd hate to be booked for fragrancy.
They pencil them in, whether they're there or not. You're not really a shoplifter, are you?
Yeah. I'm a shoplifter. Mm. And to think at one time I was the toast of the cinema.
Yeah. A little crummy right now, Dad.
You know, buddy, men drank beer from my slipper.
No kidding.
Yeah. You don't happen to know of anyone who'd like to buy a pair of slippers with handles, do you?
No.
Now, tell me, did they really drink beer from your slippers?
Yeah, they did. Many a time I went home with a better head on my feet than on my shoulder. Well, boys, I'll see you around. I'm going down trying to get a job with the tax department.
Right.
And then when I pick a pocket, I won't feel so self-conscious. Oh.
Poor, I'd really like to know the lowdown on her.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably running away from something, you know, like everybody else.
Yeah. See, I'll bet this guy coming towards us would like to run away from himself. It's that punchy prize fighter, Cauliflower McPug. Hello, Cauliflower.
I was right there, bell ring, boy. Let's fight fair and square. I'll take you all on, but one at a time.
Oh, McPug, you remember me, O'Connor.
That's what I said. Stay in your corner. Stay in your corner. You know me, huh? You know me. Hey, how was my last fight? Was I colorful or was I colorful, huh?
You were knocked out with the first blow.
That I know, but was I colorful?
Cauliflower, you better give up fighting. Someone's going to drop a net on you.
Don't be silly, boy. I know when I've had enough fighting. I'll quit before I get like these other dillies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
After a while, you start hearing bells and birds, mm-hmm. you know. That drives me nuts. You say you know me. Answer the phone, will you?
Well, there's no phone here.
Well, answer the cash register then.
Well, where are you going now?
I'm going up to Azusa.
Azusa?
Yeah, I'm going to fly up to Azusa. And scoop the munger there. I'm fighting up there. It'll be my first fight under my new name, the Laundry Kid. I'm going to call myself the Laundry Kid.
Why?
I'm always hanging on the rope, you know.
Well,
but didn't that boy play them tambourines? Isn't that pretty?
Is the fight game...
Let's get in some place. These birds are getting me around here.
Is the fight game pretty good now?
Yeah, for the fight tomorrow night, I get $50 for my funeral expenses, you know. What a fight I had the other night. Some guy swung a hard right. See, mm-hmm. I seen it coming, so I cleverly block it with my nose.
Well, your nose sure is punched in. Can you breathe through it?
No, but it sure comes in handy for open beer bottles. Hey, as I was, you better get out on the street, them fire trucks, and I'm going to hit you. Now, you know, I was fighting the last fight. I swung a hard right, and the next thing I knew, I'm flat on my back. See?
Mm-hmm.
So the crowd yelled, "Get up, you bum, get up." Mm-hmm. Well, I seen her with me, so I get up. Uh-oh, it's time to get up. There goes the alarm clock.
You know, you're getting punchier every second.
You think I'm punchy? You ought to see them guys down at the gymnasium, boy. Every time a good-looking girl walks in, they start showing off by doing high dives in the swimming pool, you know.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Ain't there no swimming pool in that gymnasium. Listen at them chimes. Isn't that beautiful? Not Mel, not Kate, Mary. Beautiful, isn't it? That's what you call talent, boy.
Well, I'll see you later, Cauliflower. I'm looking for a little red-headed boy. It's lost.
Well, he can't be too far away. I hear he's tricycle bell around here. You say you were looking for a red-headed boy?
Yes.
There's one candle over in the corner.
That's a fire plug.
Oh.
You know, you must be from a family of half-wits.
You said it, brother. Well, I'll see you later. I got to answer the phone. Them birds are driving me nuts.
Oh, what a guy. Well, I wonder where Skelton is.
Hey, Rod. Hey, come here. Look.
Yep.
Look who's flying over to Arizona to do a show, The Four Nights. Hey, fellas, sing Rod that song you just sang for me, that Johnson's Rag. Go on, will you?
There goes the Johnson's Rag.
Hoy, hoy.
There goes the latest shack.
Ho, ho.
It really isn't a gag.
Help, help.
There goes the Johnson's Rag.
Jump, jump.
Don't let your left foot drag.
Jeep, jeep.
It's like a game of tag.
Juke, juke.
It's even good for a stag.
Jump, jump.
And do the Johnson rag. If you're feeling in the groove, I send you out of the world.
Oh, funny how it makes you move.
I don't want to call, so don't be a mope.
Zig, zig.
Then add a zig, zig, zag.
Zoop, zoop.
Just let your shoulders wag.
Zoom, zoom.
And I'm riding it back. Get healthy, get happy with the Johnson rag.
Johnson flood, Mississippi mud, black bottom, I've got 'em. Hit me hard.
hot, chop, chop, chop. Collard Roots, turn on the juice campaign. Ho, 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 ho. Campaign, the Johnson Ray, jump, jump. Jeep, jeep, doop, doop. Jump, jump, the Johnson Ray.
If you're feeling in the groove, it sends you out of the world.
So funny how it makes you move. I don't want to call, but don't be a mook. Zig, zig, add the zig, zig, zag, zoom, zoom. Let your shoulders wag, zoom, zoom. And I ride in a bag with the half, half, haw, haw, zig, zag, Johnson rag.
Lady, you can now cut your wash day work in half with Tide. Because with Procter & Gamble's Tide, you can now get your wash dazzling clean without rinsing. You see, Tide gets the dirt out of clothes and keeps the dirt suspended in the wash water. Wring out the water, the dirt goes too. Your clothes are fresh, white, clean. You know how clean Tide has always gotten your clothes with rinsing. Cleaner than any other washing product known. Now try Tide without rinsing. The results will amaze you, and you'll save time and work. Yes, this is the latest and greatest miracle of the same wonderful Tide you've always used. Every package of Tide now on your dealer's shelf will wash clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. That's right, the Tide on your dealer's shelf right now in the same familiar package will wash clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. So try Tide tomorrow.
Attention. Passengers for the Hawaiian Clipper may board plane at gate 5.
Hey, we're in the what Clipper? Hey, Rod, look who's going to get on the Clipper there with a piggy bank under one arm and a bundle under the other.
That's a brilliant line.
I read it like I was underwater, didn't I?
Well, if it isn't Junior, our little runaway.
Yeah, you keep an eye on him. I'll go get his mother.
Okay, I better run ahead and ask the hostess to humor him along until his mother can get here.
You don't have to hurry, sir. We don't take off for 15 minutes. Your name, please?
Oh, I'm not taking this flight. You see this little boy coming up the ramp? Well, he's running away. Now, if you could stall him until his mother gets here, I'll appreciate it.
Well, I'll do my best, sir.
Yeah, I'll sit here out of sight.
I'm going to fly like a bird. I'm going to fly like a bird.
Well, well, my goodness. Look at the world traveler.
No, I'm not really. In fact, this is my first time I've ever been on an airplane, see? It could be quite an experience. Quite an experience. For the pilot, I mean. Hey, tell me, is this a bomber?
No, dear, just a passenger.
Oh, well, then tell the captain to reconvert. See, Junior the Blockbuster is aboard. Is you a whack?
No, I'm going to take care of you. Oh. Because I like good little boys.
Yeah, I was right. She's a whack.
Now, tell me, where is your mother?
My mother? I don't know where her is. She don't love me no more. That's why I'm running away. I think she's out looking for a loophole in my birth certificate.
Now. Now, I just can't believe that. Why, if she didn't love you, she'd have refused you when the stork brought you.
Well, she couldn't, you see. The stork had a gun on her at the time. Now, if I could just find that stork, I would punch him in the beak for delivering me where I wasn't wanted, you know. Goodness.
Well, what a surprise, what a surprise. Junior, hello, hello, hello.
Ah, shut up. What are you doing here, hippo hip?
Now, why do you call me hippo hips?
Here, look in me book there, me yes. Animal book. What is that? What do you see there?
It's a hippo.
You see? I called him the way I see him.
Well, why are you running away? Your folks are going to miss you.
You know. Bet they're going to miss me, especially around March the 15th, boy. They're going to miss the best little taxi jumption they ever had, boy.
What's that?
Oh, we're taking off.
No, I'm afraid to fly.
Oh, no, it's too late now, boy. We're taking off. Open your eyes and look out the window.
No, I can't stand high.
We're going up. Banking to the right, we're banking to the left.
What's that?
Oh, Indian trouble. We're falling.
No. Well, our number's been called.
No, just the pilot. We happen to be along at the time, you know.
Where are the parachutes?
Please, folks, you're disturbing the other passengers.
You ain't heard nothing yet. Wait till we take off.
Maybe if you take him up to the pilot's cabin, the captain will let him see what makes the plane fly.
Me? Up there?
Yes.
You realize what you're saying.
Well, you wouldn't touch anything, would you?
Oh, you dreamer, you.
Well, maybe you better get him off the plane.
No,
you're about
no.
ready to take off.
I don't want to get off. I want to fly away.
Well, do you have a ticket?
Well, no, I haven't.
Well, you can't ride without a ticket.
Well, then I go buy one. You keep this big crate here till I get back, will you?
Junior, look who's coming.
Mummy!
Junior! Oh, Junior, why were you trying to run away?
Because I was trying to find someone who loved me. There must be someone who would like a little kid like me. Only time I ever get any attention is when you get spanked. Or when you're yelling, don't do this, don't do that. You never show me any attention anymore.
But running away doesn't solve problems. Mm. Oh, my dear child. My little baby.
Somebody dropped their teeth.
Not me. Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I didn't realize you were so lonely.
Well, I is.
Aw. Bless his little heart.
Yeah, bless his little heart.
Oh, my dear, dear child. Oh, I love you. Every second, I love you.
Well, let's not get sickening about it. I bet when you get me home, you're going to beat me brains out. That's how much you love me. You probably put ground glass in me corn cereal, you know.
Well, I wouldn't think of doing a thing like that.
No?
What company makes it?
Now, you see, now you better start loving me, kid, or I'm going to tell on you.
Tell what?
I'll tell everybody used to tattoo sailors at Fisherman's Wharf. That's what I'll do.
I did no such thing.
Oh, no. Hey, Needles, here comes another customer.
Okay, mate, what'll it be? Daggers, snakes, or a hula girl?
See?
Junior!
Hey, Smith.
Junior.
Oh, Lorraine, take it easy. He's still not convinced that you've missed him. Here, Junior, let me carry you to the car. I'll tell you what, I'll appoint myself as your big brother.
Well, big is right, boy. You should feel right at home here at the airport, blimp boy.
Junior, you shouldn't say things like that. Don't you know if you act like that, you could never be president?
Well, I don't care. I couldn't be president anyhow.
Why?
I don't know any swear words. Now, if you'll unhand me, I'll be on me way.
Oh, Junior. Look, if you'll come back, I won't ask if you were the one who took the clock apart before you ran away from home.
Okay, kiddo.
Now, Junior, tell me. Did you take the clock apart?
I cannot tell a lie. Yes, I did. I heard Pop say it lost an hour, and I was trying to find it. You're gonna thank me?
No, no. Come on, now. We better get our car. Yeah. Now, give me a kiss, and we'll all start by being buddies.
No, no.
I guess a big sister is needed just as much as a big brother.
No, no.
Well, aren't you going to kiss me?
No, no. You're a married girl. I don't want to.
Junior.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, now you can do better than that. Come on now, darling. A great big kiss. Now that's more like it. I've got a wonderful feeling I have a whole new lease on life.
You got me bubble gum in your hair, too.
Thanks for being with us, and until next Sunday,
this is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening, and thanks for buying more and more of the Wash Day Miracle Tide.
Tide is dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
Special offer from new Dream Shampoo with beauty conditioner. Dream Shampoo now contains a wonderful new beauty conditioner. It's an exclusive cleansing agent that conditions your hair to natural softness and sheen. The makers of this new Dream are so sure you'll like it, they're paying you money just to try it. Right now you can get a 49-cent bottle of new Dream in a special coupon carton worth 20 cents. Yes, you mail in the coupon and get back 20 cents in cash just for trying this wonderful new shampoo. This offer is good for a limited time only, so tomorrow, hurry to any cosmetic counter where they carry new Dream Shampoo with beauty conditioner.
Join us again next Sunday for the Red Skelton Show. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.